Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's Maddest Writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode number 63 for May 17th, 2006, The Smart Mug. This is your announcer, Leo Laporte, speaking. And now, get ready for Dick! Middle of the week, time once again to say hello to Dick DiBartolo. I'm getting all this mail, hate mail, from people who say, Dick doesn't have an accent. That's how people talk.
Thank you very much, listeners.
I apologize for implying that in any way the way you talk is funny.
No.
Not at all.
Can you hear the Boyds? The Boyds are outside.
You know that I've been told that that's because New York was New Amsterdam, and it was the Dutch influence in the English that persisted.
Well, that's it persists now at dinner time. That's why when we go, it's always Dutch.
That explains a lot.
That explains a lot. That's right.
So I hope you're having a good week.
I'm having a great week. And are you a coffee drinker?
I am. I like tea, and I'm trying to wean myself off coffee, but I have to say it. I love coffee.
Oh, if I'm addicted to any, I've never smoked in my life. I drink not a lot, but I am a coffeeholic.
Yeah.
And so today's gadget is Smart Mug. You've been called that many times, haven't you?
You got a smart mug, yeah, report.
Hey, who's that smart mug that does that podcast with you?
Yeah.
Who's that smart mug that calls you the Bartolo?
The Bartolo. No, it's DiBartolo.
Thank you.
It sounds like the smart mug could be used for tea as well.
Well, it could be. It could be.
Doesn't have to be coffee.
But it's really made for coffee.
It's a man's mug.
It's a man's mug, pal. Plugs into a cigarette lighter.
Oh, it's for your car.
It's for your car. Well, or your boat. Digital thermometer that you set with a button to what you can set it anywhere from 85 to 160 degrees.
Yow.
Fahrenheit. Yeah, that's pretty hot.
Yeah.
And, well, you know, if you want to make tea on the way and you have a bottle of
water. Oh, you could actually do that. You're right.
You could do that.
Yeah, well, it's a little cool for tea, but it probably would work. Right. Yeah.
And so it plugs into the cigarette lighter, and you set your drinking temperature, and then there'll be a little audible alert to confirm that your temperature, your coffee or whatever it is ready to drink at the temperature that you preset. And it holds 16 ounces, and it's a stainless steel interior, but the interior part slides out because obviously you don't want to wash the electronics along with the...
No.
Yeah, so stainless steel, and it's for 12 volts, and you can set that little thermostat. And it comes...
Now, how hot do you... Oh, go ahead.
You know what? It's very funny. I think I'm drinking my coffee at about 120.
That's not that hot.
Yeah, it's not.
It seems like
hot.
160 would scald you.
Yeah,
but maybe
160,
not.
160 sounds hot, but you know, I haven't run it all the way up to 160 degrees.
Now you can play with it a little bit. Now you can see. Yeah.
I'm looking
at it online. It's on Gifts and Gadgets Online. Is that the place that you...
I found it at autosportcatalog.com.
Okay, so there's lots of places
to get it. $25?
Yeah, and it's kind of long and thin, is it?
Yeah, well, it's designed to go into a cup holder, right?
Right.
So it flares. What website are you at?
Gifts and Gadgets Online.com. I just, you know, it's the first place. I did a Google search for Smart Mug.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
But, I mean, so it doesn't really matter. But so the heating element is in the bottom part.
The heating element is in the bottom part so that the stainless Gifts and Gadgets.com?
Giftsandgadgetsonline.com.
Oh, online. Okay.
Oh, well, there you go.
Okay.
That's just, you know what? It's the first thing that came up in Google when I did Smart Mug.
Okay. Very good.
I'm sure it's the same thing. It's their red and blue.
Yep, exactly.
85 to 160 degrees.
Yeah.
16 ounces. So that's a pretty big mug. It's a nice mug.
Okay, I'm just going to shout something out. I don't need it. Thanks. Nope, thanks.
What were they offering you? candy?
No. The exterminator was going through the building asking if you want life in New York.
Do you want any? You got any roaches in there? No, I'm good today. Thanks. Jeez Louise.
No, we haven't. I have enough. Thank you.
No more. Oh, boy. Oh, I love it. No, that's the thing, though. You live in New York. It's just like its own world. It's a whole other thing.
It is.
And you've lived there your whole life.
I lived in Brooklyn and then moved to New York City. So in my entire life, I've crossed one bridge.
That's it. But now you have many choices. You've got your Brooklyn Bridge. You got your Triborough. You got your George Washington.
Yeah, I did the Brooklyn.
That was Brooklyn it. Bridge. That was the one bridge.
I crossed the Brooklyn Bridge, and that was it.
Into the big city. And
yeah.
Here he is. What part of Brooklyn did you grow up in?
I lived in Bay Ridge.
Uh-huh.
And it was a pretty nice neighborhood, and we had the Staten Island Ferry.
That's great.
So if you had hours to kill, you could get to Manhattan by going Brooklyn to Staten Island, changing ferries.
That's the long way.
And then going Staten Island to New York.
But a pretty ride.
A beautiful ride and a nickel, pal.
I was going to say, for a long time it was a nickel. It's not still a nickel, is it?
You know what? It's either a quarter or three.
Man.
I can't remember. No, for a while they just made it free because it was such a great kind of thing to sell the city for tourists. They figured, you know, we're not making a lot of money at a nickel. Why don't we just make it free?
Why charge it all? Right. And what's in Staten Island that you would want to ride this ferry? I mean,
The terminal. They needed a place for the ferry to stop.
That's it.
No. Staten Island is a very small borough, but it still has a lot of the old shipyards.
Okay.
A lot of the old homes. No, Staten Island's really.
It's a residential area.
It's not a tourist thing.
No.
We don't have the. What was that parade that went by?
Butter
and Egg Day Parade.
We are such different cultures. It's so.
I saw that on the news. Wow. Whoa.
Well, yeah.
You think the Rose Bowl parade is something?
Well,
when you see 50 people in aprons,
You're not joking. Oh, yeah. You're not kidding. It actually is that. It's like that. They crown the dairy princess. I'm not kidding you, Dick.
Do you know what? If they crown the dairy princess in Brooklyn, that would be they would find her in the river.
We come from different worlds, and right. Yet we can get together over gadgets.
Over gadgets.
It's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I'm verklempt. I'm all touched here.
See, oh, okay.
Let me remind you, my friends, that all the gadgets are seen online at thedailygizwiz.com, which is Dick's site, and you also can play his little contest there. The What the Heck Is It contest for a chance to win your own autographed copy of Mad Magazine. I cherish mine, although I got mine the hard way. I actually had to interview Dick on television to get mine.
Yeah,
you can.
That's right. And all those people have to do is make up a silly answer.
Yes.
Or know what it is.
That's right.
Okay.
Hey, thanks, Dick. We'll talk again next week.
I will be. Wait, next week.
Next. Is oh, that, I'm sorry. Tomorrow. You're right. I wasn't paying attention.
This is your daily podcast.
Daily.
The daily podcast.
Take care, Dick.
Okay. Bye.